Okay, well, as you can hear behind me, there's a lot of ruckus and commotion going on right now, but what happened was I was off today, and I got a phone call around 11:30, and they said, you know, hey, Miss Deb, you better get down here because a car just came through the side of the building, and I'm like, you're joking me, and they're like, no, and so I zoomed down here, sure enough, and it was the table that was up against that particular wall were our regulars, which were six police officers. And so what happened is two vehicles were backing up at the same time. You know, one was parked behind the other, you know, right here on 24th Street. And I guess the guy that was parked closest to the building didn't see them, and they honked. And I guess he panicked, and instead of hitting the brake, he hit the accelerator. And when he did, I mean, he came full force through the side of the building. I mean, it just rammed right through. And so the police officers, of course, jumped up. They ran outside. And, you know, the fact that we're right here in the heart of downtown Bryan, I mean, we had, you know, police, fire department, city officials, everyone was here, I mean, ASAP. And so we're taking care of the problem, so hopefully by tomorrow evening we'll have it up and running again. And there was structural damage. We are, you know, we had to bring an engineer, and, you know, just a lot of issues that go along with it. And so we are going to have to, right now they're putting up a temporary wall so we can open up and be open for this first Friday as normal. And then probably within a couple of weeks they're going to build a temp wall inside the building, inside the restaurant, to where they can completely knock down the whole wall and rebuild it to where it won't disturb business and we can still open up.
Okay, and so y'all are closed for this evening and for tomorrow morning?
Yes. But, you know, we do have our second location, and that's what, you know, I was stressing to, you know, the news media that, you know, Casa Rod Express in College Station is open tonight, you know, till 9 o'clock and tomorrow for breakfast. So any of our regulars can head that way if they have to, you know, get our Casa Rod fix.
Okay. And I don't think there was anyone, but was there anyone hurt during the whole thing?
Well, the policemen, they did get pushed around a little bit. Some chairs flew, and you know, the customers that were in here, you know, they were startled because, it, you know, the impact, it was just, they said, you know, some of the reactions, they said it was like a bomb, just boom, you know, and all this white powder just went all over the place, and it's just all dusty, and, you know, the insulation, and, you know, it was a cylinder block wall, so, you know, it was a lot of some powder that they put in for insulation in that particular wall, and so that went flying everywhere. But, you know, everyone was startled and just kind of scared, but no one, you know, the driver didn't get hurt. You know, everyone was okay, so thank God for that.
So did he back into the restaurant, or did he pull
forward? He went forward.
Okay.
Forward.
Okay. And like you said, it was just an accident. He must have just gotten scared and not hit
right.
His brake instead.
Right, exactly.